Live from the No Panic Zone, right in the heart of the Chicken Ranch. I'm Steve DeRoy. I'm America's voice. Glad to have you here. God bless America. Let's do this, because we have to have a conversation now, right here on the Steve Gerber Show. The Ultra MAGA Express train is about to crush liberal lies and myths. Are you ready? Here we go. Big three things you need to know right now. Number one, Russia losing in Ukraine, and they are also running out of soldiers and missiles, depending on who you trust on the matter. Number two, news today of yet another Democrat senator suffering a stroke. What's going on? That will leave him out of action for at least a week or two. We'll talk about that. So many Dems stroking out right now. And number three, the babies of the nation are screaming again today because the lack of baby formula nationwide is hitting home. Or maybe it's because Joe Biden is president, which makes a lot of grown men cry, just not me. It makes me angry, and it makes me steadfast. And I want you to embrace the same resolve I have today, because, my friends, we are not going to take this country back by sitting on the damn couch. We must stand up. We must be proud, and we must be heard. Are you with me? It's time to stand up and be heard, my friends. It's time to tell Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, AOC, the squad, and the rest of the socialists clamoring to put the globalists in charge of the United States that we're not buying it. Not one little bit. The laundry list of failures grows by the day. The failing economy and the soaring inflation, driving average gas prices above $6 a gallon in California. I told you it would happen. It happened today. Several other states above $5 a gallon, several more close behind. We are truly at a watershed moment, my friends. And the question you have to ask is, are you going to sit there and run your mouth and tap out mean messages on social media? Or are you going to get into the arena just like the 26th president of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt, talked about? The man in the arena and the woman, too. Are you willing to roll up your sleeves, get dirty, get knocked down, and get back up? Because I guarantee you this. I've been watching this my entire life. The left, they never quit. No matter how badly they get crushed in elections like 1994 or 2010, somehow they regroup and they start leeching back into the national conversation again. Like your favorite leftist whack job and mine, Neil Young told us this, rust never sleeps, and neither do socialists. They'll be putting together new rent-a-riots for this coming weekend to declare America a horrible, racist, and unfair place, while at the same time rationalizing the dismemberment of full-term babies as somehow protected under the Constitution. They will do that for political power. Because? Well, because they have no shame whatsoever. It is time, my friends, to reject the failure of this president and his administration to make sure there's enough formula to feed our nation's children and enough strength to take this nation back. It's time. We must reject gas prices at all-time record highs while the socialists are crushing the American energy sector. That should be setting the standard for the rest of the world. We must reject censorship, human trafficking, a dishonest national media, an unchecked invasion at the southern border. It's time to say we will not allow you to teach our kids to hate each other anymore. We will say no to defunding the police and weak-willed George Soros prosecutors who release violent criminals and step aside as violent crime explodes and blood runs in our streets like never before. We will not blindly follow you to war in Ukraine, Somalia, or anywhere else. We reject the Ministry of Truth and the idea that the government, can do anything better than the rest of us, except, of course, to build machines to kill and send them around the world on a mass scale. We flatly reject government surveillance of our phones, our computers, our cars, our bank accounts, and our lives. Back off. Back off. We've had enough at this point. We will not sit here quietly while you destroy the American farm and the American family. We will not be intimidated by your thug tactics or your bogus slogans or your big lies. We demand voter ID, poll watchers, and accountability at every level. We will fight back against your insanity, and we will have election integrity. I guarantee it. We will defend the United States of America at every turn, no matter what it takes. We will defend the right to free speech, the right to bear arms, the right to be free of government intervention in our lives, and we will treat the Constitution of this nation as it should be treated. as the greatest document for human freedom and liberty in the history of the world, because it is. And we all know that. You know that, and I know that. We will not stand here and let you divide us anymore. And we will reject those that continue to try. We are many things. We are black. We are white. We are men and women, short and tall. Some are thin, some are not. We come from back roads and back alleys, and we're in this together. Because, my friends, we are Americans. And that means something to me, a lot. In fact, beyond God and my amazing family, it means everything to me. So I say to you again, are you with me? Do not allow yourself to get down. I need you now more than ever. I need you to save this nation with me. Together we can do great things, and we can do this. We can rise above, and we can reject the socialists in favor of that shining city on the hill, because that is today more than ever what America still is and always will be. But we must defend her from those that would tear her down. Are you with me? Ask yourself, are you with me? Are you ready to defend America? And what does that mean to you? What are you willing to do today to make this country better, to protect it from the socialists? Consider that for a moment. Consider that for a moment. Right now, a quick history lesson on one of the things that brought me to this point today, on inflation. The Democrats, all of them, have been wrong, very wrong, and frankly, dishonest for a year now. But they can never admit that they have lost the election and the country along the way. Here's a little flashback. Listen.
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary or transitory impact.
The faster than expected increase in some of those prices is actually a good sign.
The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great deal.
This is something that will settle down.
Transitory.
Transitory.
And the data shows that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary. There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way. It's highly unlikely that it's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand. I don't know anybody who's worried about inflation.
Over the last couple of months, we actually saw it trended downward.
President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, enthusiastically retweeted an economist who had said, in part, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, etc., are high-class problems.
High-class problems. Yeah, and so much more. We've got a lot to get to today. By the way, Elon Musk says the real president of the United States, the real person in charge, is the person running the teleprompter. Boy, is he right. Boy, is he... Whoever is running the teleprompter is in charge. By the way, whenever we run a teleprompter, I run my own. I must be in charge around here. Go find out more at stevegruber.com. I'll be back after this.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Cercospora is tough and tenacious. So are sugar beet farmers. Provosol fungicide can stop Cercospora leaf spot and help your business grow. It brings brand new chemistry that's engineered to exceed the performance of current fungicides on the market. With faster activity and a longer residual disease control for your sugar beet plants, Provisol is the proactive fungicide that won't quit when things get tough. In other words, it's just like you. Talk with your BASF rep about Provisol fungicide. Always read and follow label directions.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.